of the property. I think the commissioners have been out there. There is a almost like a field in the back there. And I guess there's, a sewer of some kind. I don't know, storm sewer or whatever that is. But you can see where that water's coming from. It's coming from the back. And there's a stand of trees a little bit off to the left and a little stand of trees off to the right. And the water you see is in a grassy area. Can't grow anything there, and the grass is all eroding away, and it's all becoming mud. Next picture, please. Another picture of just the water running off. This is more towards the bend that goes to the back of my property. Next picture, please. This is just looking out my dining room window into the stand of trees that's directly behind my house, not on the uphill side. It's running downhill into a like a water basin. Tom Caruso, who's the developer out there, created about a 3-foot deep by 3-foot around water catch basin, which has about a 10-inch pipe in the back that runs through the backyards of the downhill neighbors to drain that water basin if it ever filled. Next, please. 1.26 inches on 6/30 of 2021. That's a rain gauge I have in my house. Okay, next, please. Another picture of the water runoff. Next picture, please. Same. But you see, they're all coming from the back. More water runoff. In there somewhere is a video, but keep the next. What happens here is, this is the a stand of trees that's behind my house, but a little bit on the uphill side. That used to be all undergrowth, foliage, little sapling trees that you see now, it's all dead. It's gravel. The saplings have, in fact, died and been pushed by the water. And if you look downhill where the brighter areas are, see there's still more foliage down there. That's not where the water's running. It's running in the back of my yard. Next, please. This is a rock cropping that's in the back of my yard that used to have a... it's about 2 feet high in the front of it that you see there. It used to be 2 feet high in the back. It's now all full of mud. All the soil has eroded from uphill to downhill. I don't have gravel back there. That came from somewhere. There's gravel that was put in the culvert dug by Bridge and Road. Next, please. What that is, that's... It's hard to see there, but that's a little bit of the back of the standing woods that are standing back there, where the water runs down behind the tree line, and where you see it, ultimately that runs up to Reinhardt Road. Next, please. More of the same, back of the trees, more dead foliage. Next, please. More dead foliage. Next, please. That's where the south side of Reinhardt Road, where the pipe was put under the road. No, I'm sorry, that's looking downhill. So that's the north side of Reinhardt, where the water runs from the north side of Reinhardt downhill to the south side, living on the south side. The trees you see on the right in the back, that's kind of the back of my property there. So that pipe is, roughly speaking, aimed at my property there. Next, please. That's just if you went a little bit more towards the, I guess that direction would be the east of that pipe you just saw, that you can see it's dug pretty deep, but then it starts to become grassy. So the water is stopping. What's it doing? Exactly what the pipe wanted to do, channeling the water on the south side of the road. Next, please. That happens to be, if you've been out there, I think all of you have been, that's a gravel driveway almost into a warehouse and a mobile home park. You guys better get out there and fix it, because it's all washing away now. That just shows you how fast that water's running. That used to be all gravel. Next, please. And by the way, that's on my property now. That's just looking back the same direction. It shows you there's grass as you get past that drain. It's not rock anymore. Next, please. Back of my yard again. That someone said, well, we tried to run that down... So we'll go down the easement in the back where the sewer is. Well, if you that is a marker that you said, well, that post is just about where the easement is, and it's looking towards the east. And I'm standing where the water is digging out a creek. So you see that is, I don't know, that's 30 to 50 feet away from where the easement would be, and that's where the creek is beginning to dig in. Next, please. That's the south side, where the pipe comes through. It's all rocky. Those are big rocks. There's no debris in there because the water washes it all away. And you might note that the road looks like it's beginning to erode around that pipe because it comes out so fast. Next, please. Same. That's a grassy area, tall grass and weeds and the like. So when you stand by the road, you might say, well, it just ends here. Well, no, it doesn't. If you get down in that grass, you can just follow this all the way down to my property. So that's just a rocky creek being dug. Next, please. Hard to see. Same thing. Next, please. Same thing. Next. There it is. A bit digging a creek down. The stand of trees on the right, towards the top right of that picture, that's my property. That's where it's going. Next, please. Same thing. A little different angle. Same thing. That's just a way to say I'm standing now in that creek line looking back at where that easement is. So I'm looking from west to east. No way is that running on or along or near the easement. Next, please. Now, that's looking on the south side of the Reinhardt Road. And what it's showing is there's been absolutely no work done on the south side of that road, nothing to direct any of that water. It doesn't look like it's being dug out. I don't see a per se issue there. That's Tom Caruso's property that people keep talking about. No issues there. Next, please. Back of my yard. Back of my yard. Somewhere in there's a video. Is there a way that you can tell on your computer where the video is? Yeah. Let's try one of those. Oop, can't do it. This is my next door neighbor. So he's on his property. That's the catch basin right there, 3 feet right there. It's full. It's got a big pipe in the bottom of it. It can't drain off fast, and so now it's on his property. That's my backyard going up. See the water? And if there were sound on that, you would hear a rushing creek. I don't have a creek in my backyard. That's the side of my house. And he's just going to walk around a different direction now. I guess that's really the gist of everything I wanted to say here. There was a drainage pipe put under Reinhardt. The drainage pipe caused this problem. It comes through my backyard. I can't plant. I can't landscape. I'm barely able now to keep the grass. I can't use the backyard for anything when it rains. Every time it rains, now I'm talking about a drizzle. I'm talking about a rain. In about 15 minutes, that's what happens. And I just would ask if you'd consider that. Ask Bridge and Road or somebody to mitigate that problem and help me out. Any questions for any of you? From any of you?
Did you say that it only started how long ago?
I don't remember when the drainage ditch was dug back in there, or not the drainage pipe. About 2 years.
2 years.
Approximately.
Has the drainage pipe not always been there, Devin?
We had one up here by the storage units.
If you go up by the storage units, that goes under the road?
The original pipe used to be right here.
Okay.
And then all the fill got put in here. It was no longer doing any good. So we moved it down here.
Right in the back of my yard. I'm not saying you did it on purpose, but that's what the result was.
My understanding, and I'm asking, my understanding was there was, so there were no issues before 2 years ago?
I have an issue with Tom Caruso, but that's in a different place on my yard, not there.
But there were still water runoff issues in your yard prior to 2 years ago?
Into the side of my house. As you saw, that was not the side of my house.
Devin, is there anything the developer can do from the where the culvert is at right now to clear the area?
Well, I don't know that we can. Mr. Elliott, do we need to be careful on what the developer can and can't do? Because this is not, I mean, he's not here, number one. And I just want to make sure we're not opening up any other.
I don't know who owns what land, because you saw that there was a tower put in there, a pole, like, I don't know if that's telephone or what it is. I don't know who owns that property. Tom Caruso does own part of it, but that's not where my problems I'm talking about.
I mean, it is true, obviously, the county would have to get an agreement from Mr. Caruso to do anything on his property. The only thing that the county could do would be on county right-of-way.
That was my question, as I understood.
What we've done, we did put the big rock back to our right-of-way.
You made that water flow much faster. Thank you very much.
Well, the big rock actually slows it down.
I'll ask you to come watch one day. Can you dig it further down towards the, what, I guess, the direction is generally east?
We would have to check into that, yeah.
Or if there's some way that as it comes out, you could disperse it?
I'd give it to the property owner and do some sort of agreement to redirect it. But the other one that used to be in there, you didn't have any trouble at all?
No, I have an issue with the... May I get up just point for a second, just to kind of show?
What was happening there, it couldn't get out.
Here's where the issue kind of sort of, and other issues, it comes down from roughly here into here. This comes here.
Discussions with Mr. Caruso about addressing either or both of these water issues?
I just kept the phone call that he and I had, not the actual call, but the date that happened on July 1st. I did call Tom, and he did say that he was going to try and contact the commissioners, but he had had no luck in the past. So he's never called me since. I've called him twice. He's not returned.
So no ongoing discussions?
No. And it looks like the problem from Caruso was probably because of the original placing of the pipe that you put before. Further questions or issues for me?
What is the next step? Is there a next step? How do we move forward? Regardless of what the answer is, I'm sure he wants some sort of resolve. So what do we?
Yeah, maybe not your final answer because I doubt you'd have that today, but a time frame for an answer?
Yeah, I mean, to me, we need to talk about what can the county do? Is there anything the county can do to resolve the issue?
Well, you could dig the pipe and throw it under the road and onto my property. You could do that.
There's a rule of reasonable use in Missouri about diverting water. So,
Mr. Light, do you mind coming in front of the microphone?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
So there's a rule of reasonable use in Missouri about diversion of water, right? Everybody has a right to make reasonable diversion and use of water. And so I think that, to me, Mr. Huff we need to talk internally about what possible solutions that the county can do are. And then probably talk to you and then Mr. Caruso about what everybody is willing to do on non-county right-of-way. And then probably follow up with you and Mr. Caruso as a result. Does that sound like a reasonable proposal from everybody's perspective?
I'm fine. Time frame?
How blue is the sky?
You're probably the one driving the discussions. Will those discussions be delayed or will you put them forth with Tom, me, anyone else, quickly?
As soon as possible. So
not answer. A month, 2 months, a week?
I don't know Mr. Caruso from Adam, so...
Understand.
Do you have dealings with Mr. Caruso, Devin? Okay, so...
I'm not asking for the final. When are you going to start them?
Well, I mean, immediately.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to sandbag you, sir. I'm not in the business of writing checks I can't cash.
Everyone here who's talked to me knows I seek closure.
And I understand.
I've waited. I've got no answers. That's not an answer. Now I'm getting them. Thank you. Immediately.